Good morning, everyone. It is Thursday, July 26th, 2018. It is 9 a.m. and we are in the County Administrative Workshop in the BCC Conference Room. And this morning, it looks like we're going to have Department of Business. We'll start out with two. We've had an intergovernment agreement with the Oregon State Marine Board for boating, but the sheriff was involved in that. He's plenty got his hands full. So I think we're going to start with...
We're going to start with the airport. He's got to jump back up.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's get Larry up here real quick, like, if we could. And Larry?
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Very good. How are you guys?
Probably called her in to see if we go first.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. You don't have to pull that card every time.
No, I won't. I promise. I think we need to respect the office. And if we can...
Yeah.
Be there and wave the flag, that would be good.
Absolutely.
So what we have in front of us is a grant offer that was just sent to us on Friday by the Federal Aviation Administration for a $570,000 project. It's a master planning project, and so their 90% portion of that will be about $512,000. Our obligation will be about $57,000. And I am trying to repurpose an existing core grant that I can't use for the original purpose and see if I can get the State Aviation Board to give us the match money.
That awesome. Core grant was $1.5 million, $150,000,
yes,
somewhere in there. So then we could, can we use a portion of that?
Yes.
If you get permission?
If I get permission, okay. Yeah. Which is
a little background on it is this thing has to be done too, because it's very instrumental in our airport runway. The
correct.
Master plan has to, we have one in place, but it's, they wanted a current one?
An airport layout plan and a master plan. We have a current and a fresh master plan. It's 6 years old, but they're requiring that we do a new master plan with an aeronautical GIS survey and a bunch of other feasibility studies in order to move forward with construction grant toward a new runway. And this is a prerequisite now according to FAA policy.
Okay.
Sounds great.
Yep.
Okay. What's our contingency if the Corps can't be reappropriated?
Then it would be, well, I mean, we'd have a $57,000 matching requirement that...
You don't have that in your budget this year.
I'll have to look. I may have, I mean, I know I've allocated some money, but I also am counting on a little bit of economic development money each year or from some source that we can use for that $57,000 in this case. So,
Well, I think,
and this is toward that, you know, ultimately, over the next, say, 7 years or so, you know, we're going to need to have match money on the order of, you know, $700,000, $800,000, and this is just a piece of that specifically.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Okay.
Sounds good. We'll move it forward.
Thank you. And I would ask, I mean, unless you need an explanation on Wednesday's meeting that it's a consent calendar item, that's what I would ask for. And otherwise, I'd be happy to come and talk about it.
We can cover it. It's an administrative element.
Yeah.
It's new to your budget. It's a major project. But that doesn't really change whether or not you need to be there, because it's pretty clear. It's pretty easy to explain. The biggest thing I think that anybody out there might ask is, didn't we just do one of these? I mean, I just did one when we first got here.
Yep.
And stuff. And they're supposed to land kind of like a UGB. Should last for a little while.
Yeah. But 10 years anyway.
But we got. We might have burned through projects maybe a little bit faster than some people intended.
The snapshot is so much different than it was 6 years ago.
It's like a population forecast model.
Because of what
we were only supposed to grow 2% a year, and we grew 10-15% a year.
Yeah, exactly.
So you know.
I see some merit in a new study. Or in
and
it's
actually,
really not up to us.
Right.
It's up to the FAA.
It's up to the FAA.
Paying the freight, 90%.
Oh,
so yeah.
Okay.
And then just on a side note, I brought a copy of the engineering study on that fire suppression water pond rehab, and just so you have a hard copy here.
Great.
And I'll be talking to the regional solutions evaluators Monday about that and the other grant for the old SOASTIC facilities.
Great.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Larry.
And maybe we'll see you out there.
Yeah, we'll see you shortly.
Very good. Thank you.
I'm assuming I'm going out to the Sprague Seed Orchard thing is where I think that's supposed to be. So.
Right. I think she's landing at Grants Pass, and then we'll be driven out there by her security detail or the National Guard folks.
Sounds good.
That's what I've been told so far.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, moving on to item number three, finance report and business update. Arthur O'Hare.
Let's go back to number one, Mr. Chair.
Let's go back to number one. Sure. Intergovernment agreement with Oregon State Marine Board.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
He's got a date with the governor on his mind.
Yeah.
And you've got to get back to work.
Yeah. I'm Ruth Nelson, Budget Specialist with the Sheriff's Office.
Morning.
And this is just a renewal of the agreement that we've had with them over the years for Marine Patrol.
So we have Mr. Fields, Deputy Fields in that.
Yes.
So what's our long-term plan? Because Fields has been doing this for probably since I was a kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And his knowledge of the river is like, you know, better than anything anybody could ever hope for.
Mm-hmm.
And his demeanor on the river, I mean, he just gets people into compliance without a real forceful attitude about it. Is he training anybody? That's what my ask is. Cause he's
not
like
at this time.
Okay.
But it's definitely being discussed because his retirement's approaching.
Sure.
He is a supervisor now, so we're hoping to keep him for a few more years. But yeah, that's definitely something they're starting to plan for.
That would be really important because it's not a job. It's like one of those pilots for the jet boats. You don't just step into one of those and say, oh, I've driven a boat before.
Yeah.
I'm sure the rogue is.
I worked a tugboat on the Columbia. I can do this.
Yeah, right?
Or wrong.
It's a totally different. And if you had to throw somebody into that tomorrow, for whatever reason, it'd be bad.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be paddling uphill the whole way,
upstream.
Anyway, just something to think about.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Great, we'll move this forward. This is a consent in my opinion because it's just a renewal.
As far as I'm concerned, thank you very
much
for coming in.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't think that we need anybody to be there to speak to. Mr. DeYoung is liaison.
I'll take care of
that.
And then that way you're all set, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ruth. Item number three, Arthur O'Hare, finance report, business
update. Let's do.
Update. We'll get to you eventually.
Come on.
He's got to go. Places.
So, I gotta.
Look how efficient we are without Commissioner Morgan. Right? You have to just kidding.
Oh, really?
We handled how much business? $750,000.
Yeah, well, 512,000 plus earnings.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, 600,000-700,000.
And all the money coming in from Wyden and Merkley on the rest of the secure rural schools. What are we gonna do with it? Just kidding.
Oh, so this contract I have legal. I gave it to legal. Legal's returned it, said it looks fine. What happened is that First Interstate Bank contacted Eve Treasury and then to us to say, can we move off of paper checks and use electronic transfers to pay our vendors?
I've been saying that for
well,
since we went with the goal of going electronic on most.
They finally caught up with you. So what is happening is that First Interstate Bank is contacting our vendors and saying, are you amenable to this arrangement? Would you like your money electronically, immediately, rather than a paper check in the mail, you know, so on and so forth. And for those vendors that agree, it will be transparent more or less to all our departments. They'll submit their bill payment as normal.
Yeah.
We'll process it as normal. It's just on the vendor master record. It says electronic rather than paper. And so we'll create a file. We'll transfer it to First Interstate. What they're doing, what they're offering right now is actually a point system rebate similar to a credit card.
Yeah,
so if we used a particular credit card, you know, we would get a rebate. I mean, talking personally, those credit cards out there, well, First Interstate is offering that to us. Also, so our incentive is that we'll get a point credit return for all the transactions that are processed on this credit card, so to speak.
Can the points be used like a personal credit card? Well, you could for airfare.
It's
and,
money. They're actually going to send us money back. We do get some refunds on various things now. That just goes into the general ISF pot to help reduce the cost of operating our internal administrative functions in ISF. So,
sure. Well, you know, when we get, you know, for instance, air travel.
Mm-hmm.
Commissioner Hare wants to go to Washington, D.C., Commissioner Moore, air travel and travel.
Right. Yeah, pay, those kind of points.
It just kind of, you don't know where the money's coming from. It just kind of comes out of somewhere. But if you said, okay, we're going to take the money we get back from that, put it in this fund over here, And they said, well, where do you get the money to go to fly to Aurora, for Pete's sake? That's mm-hmm. my taxpayer money. You say, well, no, it came
these
back.
These cost savings because of financial improvements?
Yeah, financial improvements created this pot of money, and it's not very much in there, but it will definitely be some place that you can say that's where the money came out.
Every time there's cost savings and you just put them back into whatever and you find yourself, you know, yeah. I like that kind
you
of
lose
stuff.
It. Yep, you lose it. It gets
it's
lost in the shuffle, and they go, oh, well, I don't know what happened to that money. Well, this way you can just say, no, we you know, what
it
we
really
get back,
captures.
To the, just like you get mileage on your credit card. I've got my in-laws pay everything, and there's millions of dollars float through that thing. And guys, they fly all over the world for zero.
Right.
And they've got, so it's maybe something
like
that.
What I like more is it captures, because it's just shuffling it anyway, but mm-hmm. it captures the improvements that you did mm-hmm. almost in perpetuity. Well, how yeah. is that money generated? Well, we did it to
actually,
get an efficiency
our electronic.
Thing.
Yep, we went electronic, and there was a bonus to that, and rather the bonus just get spent on movie tickets.
Right. Well, they're happy, the vendor's happy, we're happy. Eve doesn't have to track outstanding checks or uncashed checks, so it'll make the bank recs easier. Yeah, I think it's a win-win-win. And we can certainly earmark those funds and designate them as being offsetting, you know, whatever program
I think it should be good to just track those to keep them in, mm-hmm. in a column. See what it
yeah.
is. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Are they okay with that?
Yeah, sure? Let's think about if they could be dedicated to something or if they just increased efficiencies.
And that's something that we can do as we go along and modify as we go along, too,
sure.
as we see what actual refunds we're going to receive from First Interstate Bank.
Yeah.
So I'm asking this get moved to the admin calendar, new
okay.
contract, and we really don't have a good handle on what, you know, how much we're going to receive because
no.
we don't know.
And that'll vary because their return.
As the volume varies.
Right. But if they're given
yeah.
2,000, 20,000 bonus points or something because you shifted this to it or you got more people, you know, whatever
yeah.
it is,
yeah.
then we
yeah.
need to capture that.
That'd be great. So I've got several updates, but I don't have to go through them right now if we're on a time.
Well, we need to be out of here.
Right.
Not to.
Well,
if it's something.
Okay, so tell me to stop. I did talk to, or I had email with Michael Cavallaro with the Food and Friends. He sent me a listing of what I'm calling the value engineering on the project, things that they have removed in order to reduce the costs so that they can stay within the budget that they've been provided. Significant reductions in the construction of that building. I think there's some concern, at least in my mind, that you know, he's had to cut back so much that maybe we're not getting the building that we would like, in the sense of if we're agreeing to pay for half of the budget shortfall, $46,000, what would it look like? I mean, could he, for example, they're not putting in the sprinkler system inside the building like they had originally planned. They had to move that out because of budget constraints. Is that something that we're willing, as saying that that's a
to protect our investment?
Protect our investment and protect the citizens and the clients that will use this senior
citizens.
How much
was the sprinkler? Did he line item
that? No, he didn't line item the cost. And
that's a $250,000.
I was going to say,
yeah,
sprinkler systems
be a big,
aren't cheap.
I think we should pick a more appropriate.
But that's
what
I'm wondering, if it would be worthwhile to have
well,
that discussion.
Delegating you to go have that conversation, because you know construction stuff and also what our intent is. I don't want to put money into something that we're going to get and then say, that's what we bought. And it might not be, you know, if we do $46,000 and then they're over budget, they blow through their contingency and they need more money, what are we prepared to do?
Yeah.
And then what would we, if we said, well, you know what? I think we could actually do maybe $100,000. The city did $240,000 or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, city did $240,000.
What would we get if we said, well, we'll do your $46,000 and you match $46,000 to get to the $92,000, so you're whole. But what would another $60,000 mean?
Yeah.
You could have that conversation.
Or
and it can be targeted.
Or we say let's close this thing out. We'll do the $46,000. That closes it out. You get your certificate of occupancy. You're in there. it's not going to take any, it won't be any different to go in there and say, okay, we're going to close the thing down for a week or 4 days over a long weekend, mm-hmm. and we're going to put the sprinkler system in 2 years from now.
Right, and he's got a couple of those in here. I think the irrigation system in the back, he said that's a separate project now. We don't have to do it now. We can do that later as its own unique project. So there are those things, okay. and I think that's why I think maybe we could have a conversation with him.
Let's get Michael over here, and you and I will sit down and say, what are you cutting out of the project in order to meet this?
And that would be merit reconsideration. Yeah. Yes, couple of things. ONC dues. I've got a request
started. So he's confused about
$60,000 for the ONC. Dues. So this is the same as last year's, the same amount as last year's. What are we getting?
Rob or the association that actually.
You're gonna have to convince me that we're getting some for that.
Yeah. Well, some counties
learn
say
from
that.
The best.
Too. Some counties say that. Mm-hmm. Clackamas County, and it's like, okay, well, your appropriation this last year was like $3.7 million. We don't have to advocate for that. Don't worry about it. Sequestration alone paid for their dues. That 5.7% that we got back because it shouldn't have been sequestered.
Yeah.
It's little stuff like that. It's like that's what paid for our dues. It was would have covered all of that, but.
So what are you asking? Are you asking
is that okay? You want to go ahead? I mean, it's budgeted. We anticipate it.
He asks for membership dues every time before he pays them because he doesn't always know if something's changed. Like AOC, I want to hold off. I'm not really ready to do.
Next.
I have a list. I don't have the bill itself, but
let's go back to
have a list.
Let's go back to the ONC, and I'm in favor of that. It's already budgeted, and now is not the time we've been paying it. We've been investing in this thing all along. It's like watching poker, and then finally some guy says, $2.5 million, and you go, I've already got $10 million in that pot. If it's going to cost me 10% more to get my $10 million back and maybe his, that's a good investment.
Yeah.
If it was anything less than that, you wouldn't do it. But I think we've been invested in ONC for a long time.
And I don't know that you ever don't. You pick that out when either there's an alternative or it's not returning on your investment.
And there's nothing.
You know, when they turn off the
you can't say we're going to jump from this group over to this group because, no. We've been with it. I'm for ONC.
Well, there isn't any other group that's
there isn't.
What they do.
Yeah, there is no one.
Until there's an alternative, but I don't anticipate that anytime soon.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
And they didn't ask for 2 years of dues, and they may, though. They may, because the lawsuit has already been funded, so we paid into that. And that's hopefully coming to fruition this fall. It'll be appealed. It'll be early next year, probably, when we get some sort of like a final ruling. Either where it goes from here is the Supreme Court. So that's looking.
Yeah. Well, now's the time. This may.
Every day, so.
The fruit might be ripe. This in the next year or two to pick it. You know, we've been growing this thing and ramping up to it. Now it's finally ready to take care of.
Okay. So and just as an FYI. I found my worksheet, but I still don't have the invoice itself for AOC, for the Association of Oregon Counties. Last year we paid 2 years ago we paid 22.3. This past one we paid 23,200 for AOC. I'm not sure what we're looking at.
On AOC, I'm all for making them squirm a little bit, but I'm going to be leaning on Rob Bovet and the association real heavy on the marijuana initiative.
Yeah, that's true.
This fall, I just had a meeting with Representative Stark. He has agreed to help me navigate the waters up there as to how to instead of blindly charging in there.
Yeah, I think we'll pay it. I just don't want them to think it's
it's automatic.
Conclusion.
So I will wait on this one and wait for it to ripen a little bit.
Let them squirm just a little
bit. Definitely doing that with the executive director resigning and stuff.
So. Just as a FYI, Mike Weber and myself met with a grant writer, the same gal who successfully wrote the grant for the Southern Oregon Air Academy out at the airport, and they received that grant. So she's got a good track record as far as we're concerned, and so I submitted this contract to Legal to put it on their boilerplate. But that's something that we're in the works with. I wanted to let the board know.
What are you writing a grant for with this grant writer?
Mike Weber, our
yes,
public health director.
He's got pretty good 5-footprint. Which tour are we talking about?
Well, I don't know. He's got a few grants in mind that he wants her to focus in on.
Okay.
She won't be available till mid-August. She's got other projects. So we have some time, a few weeks, before anything comes to fruition on this, but I will bring it back to the board once we have more context of what's going on. But I just wanted to kind of give you a heads up that that's
correct. Well, like Larry, he tells us which grants he's writing for and what they're for.
Right.
And I'd just be curious as to what he's petitioning for.
Yeah, he has a couple that he feels are very available and have been used by other entities, other public health entities, so he's would like to have somebody to work on this. It's very reasonable. It's not to exceed $20,000, which is within our budgetary delegation. Within our direct appointment authority for professional services. So, and those are the things that I wanted to bring to your attention.
Okay.
We have a meeting at 10 o'clock with the contractor on the North Valley Industrial Park sewer system. Got preliminary feedback on the perk test and stuff. And it's not definitive, but so far it's kind of challenging that area out there. So we'll be working on next steps and trying to get that ball moving.
They found a layer of clay soil, so they've got so much soil that's good for percolation, then there's clay underneath it that would stop everything. So basically they're saying the percolation has to be lateral through the permeable soil based on the gradient of the soil of going through, and there that'll be challenging for X number of 1,000 gallons that we need. My question was, is the clay soil just a layer itself?
Is it a layer?
So
can you dig through it and get to soil underneath? I was just getting ready to ask the same thing.
Yeah, so I'll ask that in our meeting.
Call that a hard pan in agriculture. Usually developed, if this is not a hard pan by agriculture standards, because a plow will push as much as it'll pull the dirt up when it goes, and so it'll compact like a 2-inch layer that's sometimes almost impermeable over decades of people plowing. Then they have to go through with rippers, and that's all we'd have to do, I think, and if it was just a layer, which they may not know if they didn't go down deep enough to figure out. If they only went down 3 or 4 or 5 feet and the layer is a foot, then you have to go down 6 or 7 to find out that there's better stuff underneath. And a dozer can go through there with 6-foot rippers and
rip it all up. Set a rippers on an 8 and it'll tear up almost anything.
Yeah. So we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Galleys they're so good on stuff like this.
And the government entities listen to the galleys.
They really do.
They've got a good reputation. So I'm in favor of that.
I'm not gonna tell you that it isn't.
We'll
I'm gonna just tell you it's good just because.
Well, and then there's potential. The airport already has property that's adjacent to this, although I think there's some challenges across the road or whatever. So, I think worse comes to worse, push comes to shove, we just
make a bigger,
bigger
leach field.
Correct.
I think it just splits,
One
goes one way and one goes the other way, or it's phased.
Yeah.
We're looking at 27,000 gallons
one work,
a day.
But if you get too much, it goes to the next one over here as a backup.
As the park is right now, it probably could facilitate everything is, but if you put anything more on the footprint, you're going to have to go on the other side, and that's just for the leach field, and that's actually probably not very expensive to put in.
Right.
So
I think it's time to move forward. It's time to say, look, the problem will be resolved one way or another, so what do we need to do now?
Right.
How do we need to move forward now?
Okay.
Okay,
thank you, Arthur.
Thank you.
And moving down to other business, item number 4.
Nothing at this time, I guess.
Nothing for me either. Item number 5, board business. 5A is ratify the conflagration agreement, delegation of authority and protected lands for the Garner Complex Fire.
Let's move it forward.
Okay. I entertain a motion to ratify the conflagration.
Want to do that at the WBS?
I think it'd be better to do it there, just out in public.
Sounds good to me, too. I like that.
Let's move that to WBS. I think that'd be... Okay.
It almost could have been done yesterday.
Yesterday.
Your other could have brought it up.
But
missed that.
It's fine. We'll just do it next week. I think it just needs to be out in the public that we were on it.
Yeah.
Commissioner Morgan was right there in hand.
The process worked.
And the way it came down, as soon as Commissioner Morgan signed it, the governor signed it, that it was, it didn't drag its feet anywhere. And B matters?
Nothing.
Okay, nothing for me. So we are adjourned at 9:26.